Hi, I'm Ashley Gallagher from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insight, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. On this episode, we speak with Amanda Ryan, who serves as the Director of Education for the Pharmacy Quality Alliance, about Food is Medicine and PQA's Social Determinants of Health Guide. So PQA recently released the third edition of this guide. Could you provide an overview of the guide and how pharmacists and pharmacies can leverage it in their work?
Absolutely, and thank you for having me today. The guide spotlights SDOH screenings as well as referrals and interventions that are focused on improving medication use quality. So any individual or organization, and that includes pharmacists and pharmacies that are developing, implementing, or evaluating some kind of SDOH program or service, can use the guide to get helpful tips and insights from successful initiatives that are happening across the nation.
As the guide has expanded and evolved, what have you learned about the nation's efforts to address social determinants of health barriers working with pharmacists and pharmacies?
As we've developed the three editions of the guide, this question actually comes up a lot. We hear from PQA member organizations as well as other stakeholders that they would like to start different initiatives to address social needs and SDOH barriers, but they really don't know where to start. And they also know that every community is unique. So they wanted us to assist by helping to come up with some common themes, if you will, ways that we've seen that other organizations have been able to implement successful interventions. So in this guide, we have included five tactics that have been employed by successful SDOH programs that are profiled in the guide, and I'll go through those here quickly. The first one, and the one that I would argue is most important, is collaborative community partnerships. So we know that pharmacists and pharmacies are very good at certain things, at meeting certain healthcare needs, but they aren't always able to address social needs all by themselves. So these collaborative community partnerships have really been instrumental in helping pharmacists and pharmacies when they identify a social need to help meet that social need. The second tactic we've seen is training. And this is not only for healthcare providers, including pharmacists, but also non-healthcare professionals. So this is a new area for a lot of pharmacists and pharmacies, and having training and resources available to help them identify social need and make referrals when it's appropriate has been really key to success. And then third, targeted screening and assessment is very important. I will say here that we know a lot of research still needs to be done. There is not one specific screening tool that has been validated and is used by all pharmacies, but we do know that the successful initiatives have employed some sort of screening tool that works really well in their community and helps them to identify SDOH barriers. The fourth tactic is data-driven insights. We know that when we implement some sort of intervention, we want to be able to see where things started, where they're going, how progress is happening, and that data is key to making that happen. And then the fifth tactic is cultural competency and sensitivity. Every population is different. Every kind of patient has different needs. And really being able to understand the community that you work in and employ cultural competency and sensitivity has been key to success as well.
So this upcoming March is National Nutrition Month. Can you talk about the guide's focus on food and nutrition security?
Sure. The third edition of the guide does take a closer look at food and nutrition security compared to the first two editions. We do know that individuals who don't have reliable access to affordable and nutritious foods are more likely to encounter challenges related to not only medication access, but also the outcomes of medication therapy. So because of that, 20 of the guide's 40 examples, so half of them, include a focus on nutrition security, and 7 of the examples in the guide have it as their primary focus.
So, what do you see as the role for pharmacists in nutrition education and promoting healthy eating habits, especially for those who experience food insecurity?
So we really see this as going back to screening and referral. Things that we've seen pharmacies and pharmacists be able to accomplish over and over again is establishing some sort of methodology to screen for social need that includes things like food and nutrition security and healthy eating habits, and then being able to refer people to organizations. And that's where that community-based partnership comes back again. So to be able to refer people to those organizations to get the assistance that they need. Most pharmacists aren't generally trained to discuss the nuances of food and nutrition, but they are trained and they can be trained, as we discussed earlier, to screen and refer like they do in other SDOH areas.
How can pharmacists kind of tailor their counseling and interventions to help accommodate individuals who do face socioeconomic barriers, to healthy eating?
So when I think of that question and the two words counseling and interventions, those are things that pharmacists do routinely on a daily basis. They counsel patients about medications, they help provide interventions to ensure safe and effective therapy. They also routinely support patients on a variety of issues, and those issues can be sensitive and personal. So, as with any other sensitive and personal issue, when we're talking about things like socioeconomic barriers to healthy eating, this really goes back to those training and resources. So, being able to have an understanding of how to screen for these needs, and then once those are identified, having some resources specific to that specific social need, whether it's food, nutrition, security, or any other social determinant of health barrier.
And how would you define food as medicine, and how can pharmacists use this to help address social determinants of health?
I think it's important to note that food as medicine is most often understood to mean medically tailored meals. So, that of course is a meal that is specific to an individual depending on their situation and their medical condition. And the role of pharmacists in that does continue to evolve, and many of the efforts are led by licensed nutritionists. So, here at PQA, we talk about the importance of food and medicine. And that is a way to emphasize the supportive role of medications in addressing health issues. And that is a companion to healthy eating. So, that focus on medications is where pharmacists are best positioned to make a difference.
In what ways can pharmacists collaborate with other healthcare professionals, community leaders, and policymakers to develop more comprehensive strategies for improving nutrition and addressing social determinants of health beyond National Nutrition Month?
So once again, here collaboration is key, and it has to be done locally because that's where our patients live and that's where the most accessible resources are to help the patients overcome a variety of SDOH barriers. And those barriers will vary from community to community and in different populations. So as I mentioned before, most of the successful interventions in our guide have harnessed the power of collaboration somehow. That could be forging a partnership with a different healthcare sector, so between a pharmacy and a different healthcare sector, as well as those community-based organizations. And these alliances really do enable a more holistic approach to addressing SDOH barriers, and they also are key to maximizing the reach of the intervention. So both of those are equally crucial. And emphasizing this concept of community engagement has been a cornerstone of success. And effective initiatives do actively involve the communities they serve. They do things like listening to those communities' specific needs and preferences, and they also help to foster trust to facilitate meaningful interventions.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Yes, I'd like to share how listeners can access the guide. You can find it on PQA's website, and that is at pqaalliance.org. /SDOH-resource-guide. And also be on the lookout for a webinar that we're going to be hosting in March about the guide that will feature interventions from the guide that are both on medication access and food and nutrition security.
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.